Aircheckdownloads.com.
Network News, it's 2 minutes past nine.
Thank you, Mike. You big hunker hunker burning. Love you. Blimey. It's Will-O-The-Wisp. All right, coming up in this hour of the programme, all these records on this piece of paper here. So it's going to be a good show. And maybe more, maybe just maybe more of your fantastic impressions, because you're so good at them. Honest Governor. Meanwhile, it's 3 minutes past nine. Hello.
I am a little tiny bird. My name is Tweety Pie.
Oh, yeah.
I live inside my bird cage, hanging way up high.
That's great.
I like to swing upon my perch and sing my little song.
Uh-huh.
But there's a cat that's after me and won't let me alone.
Fantastic.
I tore a putty cat a-tweeping upon me.
Brilliant.
I did. I tore a putty cat as plain as he could be.
With Blair and Simply Red and Seal and Eddie Reader, and we start with the wonderful yet drunken Kenny Thomas.
This is when I think of you. Severn Sound 102.4. The Hot FM, Gloucestershire's favorite.
The Chris Moyles Evening Bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. And if you folks here in the audience are really good, if you laugh really hard at these jokes, I'll let you have part of my banana.
The Hot FM.
What's up? This is Michael Jackson. You know, a lot of people think that Janet and I are the same person. Well, in fact, I'm really Christopher Biggins. Frightening, isn't it? All about that funk.
Blair with Have Fun Go Mad. Brownstone with I Can't Tell You. I Can't Tell You. And neither can I. And Kenny Thomas with When I Think of You. Hot FM, hello.
Hi, can you play a song?
I've just played three. Thanks very much for your concern. Later on in tonight's show, by the way, Eddie Reader and Seal, and more of your great impressions, only here on Radio 2. On the Hot FM, sorry.
The music lifts you up.
Severn Sound 102.4.
The Hot FM.
End September 16th.
Severn Sound.
The most imitated station in the nation.
102.4.
People not sure about that. It's Simply Red's new single called Fairground. It's got the good men, Give It Up. Give It Up! You know, they would bang on the drums like... And 4.5 minutes later, it's still going... Hey, they don't write songs like they used to, do they, ladies and gentlemen? Anyway, there you go. It's Fairground from Simply Red on the Hot FM. It's just after 20 past nine. Tomorrow night, please join us for the Chris Moyles Evening Bit. Please, please, if you've ever listened to any of the shows we've done before, you've got to be listening tomorrow night. Kim Wilde's going to be on the show. It's going to be a good one. Be here tomorrow. I love you.
There used to be a grey and tower alone on the sea.
When I say be here, don't come and freak me out with a knife or anything. Just listen, you know.
Seal
on the Hot FM. 9:25 Tuesday night, and I am Chris Moyles. Hello. You got any impressions? You want to share an impression with us? Give us a ring right now.
Severn Sound 01452 331144.
We're gonna do some more impressions in just a minute. Get on the phone and phone up. You'll really love doing these impressions, because I really love hearing them. All right. Hey. What heck's this? Blimey. If I didn't know better, I'd think it was Bohemian Rhapsody.
It is.
By Cats. Yeah, you, man. Thanks so much indeed, Pussycats. Find if you want to do an impression. Here we go.
7 Sound 01452 331144.
Limey. Okay, thanks so much indeed. All right, we're going to do some impressions later, and also Hootie and the Blowfish and Michael Bolton and me with the Cats.
Seems like I've gone off the side of a mountain. You can even lock your
heart. Eddie Reader from the Batman Forever soundtrack and Nobody Lives Without Love. Hit it! 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8...
Scaramouche, can you play with kitty cat?
Yes, I can. I don't know. Okay, let's go and do some of these impressions on the phone lines there. Okay, this is line 3, I think. What do you make of the Bohemian Rhapsody with the Cats then, sir?
Oh, brilliant.
It was, good, wasn't it?
That was excellent. Is that like an available sort of record?
Well, it may be soon. Keep tuned in to find out.
Oh, excellent.
I don't know. Debbie gave it to us in the office. Well, no, you know, she gave me the CD.
Oh.
Okay, so you are?
Pardon?
What's your name?
It's Paul Vrain.
And you want to do what?
Ah, my farmyard impersonation.
Oh, fancy. Now, how do you know that these are farmyard animals? I take it that, you know, you've had, you know, you've been in contact with a farm.
Well, yeah, we're a bit low. We're a bit, you know, farmyard orientated in our factory.
Thank God he said orientated. I wonder what you're going to say. Okay, all right, give me your farmyard animal impressions.
My farmyard person is, Gilfat Bloody Tratter.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It's
right.
a bit of a punny play on things.
Yeah, it's not an animal. Well, it could be an animal, depending
well,
on. Well, Mrs. Farmer thinks of that. And can we have it again?
Get off my bloody tratter.
See, can you say bloody on the radio?
I don't know.
Try it with the word, flame. No, flaming. Yeah, try flaming. Yeah.
Okay. Get off my blamey tratter.
Bloody, I think it's a lot better, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, was it Paul?
Yes, Paul, yeah.
Thanks very much indeed, Paul. You're the best so far in the last 5 minutes.
Oh, thanks a lot, Chris.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. What do you make of that one? I've no idea. But if you think you can do better, then give us a ring if you can do impressions. Here's the number.
7 Sound 01452 331144.
More impressions before the end of the show. And I promise I'll do one for you, because I am the king of comedy. You better believe it. It's 9:32.
On sale now at your local newsagent.
In Hardwick, Stonehouse, Painswick, and your town, this is Severn Sound.
Hello, this is Michael Barrymore. Scarlett with Love Hangover. I'm going to make a phone call to our friends at Network News, because we haven't spoken to them for a while. It's Mike Jones tonight. Mike's usually all right. Let's give him a ring and have a chat with Network Nudes. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Network Nudes. Who's nude?
Goodbye.
Oh, he slammed the phone down on me. God, can you believe that? No. Nobody slams the phone down on me. I don't care. Especially when I do work in the same company. This is not funny at all. Phone him back. All he has to say was, I'm busy or something like that. See, now he doesn't answer the phone. Well, there you go. Can you believe that? A colleague. My own colleague, frightened to answer the phone because it's me on the end. Mike Jones, you've got no guts, mate. Can you believe... What a goof. I'm going to leave it ringing because this is just not on. Angus Moore at the newsreader? Fine. John Goodell, the newsreader? Fine. Rob, the newsreader? Fine. Mike Jones, the newsreader? Ooh. What's he frightened of me for? Okay. Jones, I know you're listening. I'm going to come and get you when I finish the show at 10. You better be looking behind you when you're driving home. Can you believe that? That's just unbelievable. It's not as good as Angus anyway. Michael Bolton, who was on the show the other night, he has really long hair. That's quite all right. And he was talking to us on the satellite, and his hair was really, really long. And of course, we found out the fact that he shouts in every single one of his songs because his hair covers his ears. Can't actually hear himself. There you go. I think his hair must have covered his wife's face when she married him, but I don't know. You know, that joke didn't come out as well as I'd expected it to. What time is rehearsal?
114-114.
Chris Moyle's Evening Bit.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
All these shows. And he still hasn't got the sack.
Thanks for listening to the Chris Moyle's Evening Bit tonight. It's Morrissey and Dagenham Dave. Before I go, I just want to check something here on the phone line. Take it away, Russ.
Hiya, Pisces. Hiya. Russell Grant here with your stars for the week ahead.
Hi, Russ.
You know, this could be quite an exciting and surprising week for you.
Yeah.
But the surprises will all be pleasant ones, so you've got a lot to look forward to.
Thanks.
At the very least, Sunday will be an enjoyable day spent in the company of fond friends or loved ones.
Prison.
It could also be a wonderfully romantic time in which you meet someone with whom you feel a strong spiritual bond.
Barmaid.
Do be careful not to idealise relationships, though.
Right.
For you do have a tendency to put people on pedestals and they can have a tendency to drop off.
I do, yeah.
You could look forward to an electrifying encounter on Wednesday when love at first sight is a distinct, charismatic, magnetic possibility.
Pathetic.
Even if romance isn't on your mind, you're likely to meet someone dynamic and inspirational who could help you find a focus in life or resolve a problem that seemed insoluble.
Psychiatrist.
Thursday's a less entrancing day. A cold old Saturn in your sign will be directly opposed to the warm, bright sun, which will signal a confrontation.
Warm, bright what?
Now, strangely enough, this could actually be a very good thing.
Yeah?
For you tend to allow people to manipulate and exploit you, and this is one occasion when you won't.
No.
You'll put your foot down.
Ow.
If someone is trying to force their will upon you, you have the strength and determination to stand your ground in the knowledge that right is on your side.
Right.
One valuable lesson to learn, though, is that others treat us as we treat ourselves. So, you must ensure that you don't allow people to think it's all right to treat you inconsiderately.
Okay, right.
This valuable storm cloud will pass quite quickly.
Pass.
Yes, it does have a silver lining.
Okay, it does.
And it will make way
does
for
happy
times come the weekend.
Okay, thanks.
You'll be deeply touched by someone's kindness on Saturday, and with Venus also opening new emotional channels, you can look
forward
to...
Shut up! He's right, I do feel a lot better. Thanks. Not bad, is it, that Russell Grantfeller? Thanks, Russell. See you down the pub later for a few cheesecakes. Seriously, thanks for listening to the show tonight. Louise from Infernal was great. And if you can make it, yeah, as if it's like a chore to climb a mountain or something. Tomorrow night for the Chris Morrill's Evening Mix, please listen, stick your tape in. The tape's rolling all over town. Kim Wilde's going to join us live at 7:30. I'll be telling lots of funny jokes. We'll play some good music, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye, Mum. Do the titles in a minute, all right? Blimey, time's run out already. On the Bible from Deuce and Standby for a Living Legend in British Radio. That's if he's being bothered to turn up tonight.
37.1 million adults.
Gloucestershire's weather.
Well, around the county for tonight, clear intervals with some mist forming by first thing Wednesday morning, temperature dipping to 8 degrees Celsius, 46 degrees Fahrenheit. For Wednesday, sunshine and showers on the way once again.
Broadcasting from studios in Cheltenham and Gloucester on 102.4 FM and 103 in the Stroud Valleys, this is 7 Sound, the Hot FM.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Mike Jones.
Aircheckdownloads.com.